Proclamation number 3234 of 27th of August, 1944. Source of power. Work of creation, bear of power. All creations must be regarded as gathering points of spiritual energies, yet they are obviously expressed in the works of creation which betray life, where constant activity therefore proves these energies. Thus forces are recognized in these creations which are active in them, yet the origin of the strength is understood differently, and not infrequently completely independent of the works of creation. The fact that God Himself is the source of strength from whom all life originates is usually denied. As well as man cannot believe in a simple-minded way, a force is indeed acknowledged, but it is presented as emanating from itself and founded in itself. For intellectual thinking only reckons with things that are demonstrably present, but not with those whose existence is not proven. This is a stage of spiritual ignorance, although earthly man is regarded as knowing. The strength which is given to every living being is clearly recognizable for the time being, since without it the being would be lifeless. But this power is also in every other work of creation. Otherwise it would slowly dissolve, just like the cover of a living being after its death. But as long as it exists and is visible to people's eyes, it is also the bearer of spiritual strength which must of necessity have its origin somewhere. For this strength is indestructible. It can flow towards or away from a vessel, but it can never evaporate into nothing. The coming into being and passing away of creation obviously testifies to the inflow and outflow of this life force. So the force must have its exit somewhere. And this exit is the center of power, it is God Himself. No matter what concept man has of God, if every work of creation were itself the producer of the power which animates it, then the work of creation could never ever pass away as such, because the power does not cease to be. Therefore, the human being as such would also have to be eternally imperishable if he himself were capable of life on his own, independent of a force donor. For since he is the bearer of a force during his life, but force is eternally indestructible or indissoluble, he, as the self-generator of this force, would already be immortal as a human being. But if the force flows out of him, then it flows back from the original source, or a new receptacle is fed with it, but again from the original source. Otherwise, death and birth in human existence would have to be directly separated, or at least the death of the human being would at the same time cause the birth of a new being. A source of power must always be recognized from which the power radiates in a certain regularity and feeds the respective receptacles. And everything that is visible or tangible in creation must be regarded as receptacles. Every work of creation is a source of strength. Every work of creation draws strength from the center of strength and thereby becomes alive, i.e., it can carry out an activity which is its duty, an activity which is the purpose of existence and requires a constant supply of strength. How one names the source of power, how one imagines it, is unimportant, as long as it is recognized and the dependence of all created things on this source of power is recognized. Then the human being, who is equipped with intellectual thinking, will also be able to grasp the correlations, which he will never be able to do as long as he believes himself to be independent of the power which sustains him. The power always and eternally remains what it is, it does not change, does not need itself and does not lose its efficacy. It is there and cannot pass away of its own accord. And since constant death and constant passing away is evident in creation, this must be caused by an outflow of this power. Therefore this power must also have once flowed to creation. But the source must be sought elsewhere than in the created things themselves. But the source of power is from eternity and will remain for all eternity. The source of power is God Himself, a being who stands in supreme perfection, who is full of strength, power, love and wisdom, and who continually pours out this power on everything created by His love according to an unsurpassably wise plan. Amen.